Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Good morning and happy hump day. All right, let's see what's happening in the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report has brought... Hold on.
What are you laughing about?
Hold on.
He's got this ass-eating grin on his face as he starts...
Is someone under
I'm so sorry. So I put a lozenge in my mouth. I bit it, so it went into a million pieces. Mm. And then as I had this mouthful of a million pieces, you went, hey, I'm not going to talk for a long time about anything. I'm going to hand it right over to Vin. And I went, oh, no, God, what?
Here's the transfer.
Don't you have to talk about Johnny Mosley for 5 minutes?
No. Come on.
Anyway, I've now spit that stuff out of my mouth. This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Fremont Bank continues to support our local communities during the pandemic. The Fremont Bank Foundation has donated nearly $600,000 to over 20 Bay Area school districts so they can buy vital equipment to keep people healthy and technology gear to keep students learning. That's Fremont Bank, everyone. Today we'll have a mix of clouds, partly to totally cloudy skies with temps in the 50s. No rain expected, though, so I guess if that's the break you were looking for, then you got it.
All right.
Real quick, the Democrats look to have swept in Georgia. There were two Senate seats up for grabs in a runoff, and it looks like they've got it. Actually, the New York Times, I get this email from them, and they basically called it already early this morning by saying something along the lines of, they appear to have won both Georgia runoffs, giving them Senate control, which is good in the sense that I personally want climate change fight to happen. That's one of the biggest, as much as I dislike certain personalities, my problem for the most part was this turn back to what climate change and why take care of the environment? Let's just continue to destroy. Yeah, I'm not in that. So I'm happy to see that hopefully we'll get back into
that groove.
A healthier outlook towards the planet. And beyond that, I'm, you know. Whatever. Anyway, the two seats up for grabs, it looks like they've been won by Democrats, which gives them control of the Senate, and that's the big story. It's not official, but it appears to be headed that direction. Also, the other big story out of San Jose was the Kaiser COVID outbreak tied to a Christmas costume. That COVID outbreak now has grown to 60 cases. Again, one person has passed away. We also have another case. Let me see if I can find it real quick. A Bay Area supermarket held a maskless holiday party for staff. Now it looks like one of the people there tested positive. So Rayleigh's Supermarket in Benicia
I knew this was coming.
What were they thinking? Was it specifically maskless?
Christmas Eve dinner first elicited controversy after photos posted online showed unmasked employees of the grocery store sitting and eating near each other. Mm-hmm. So it appears that was a total denial of protocol. Again, this is one of those things that happens, I think, behind the scenes until a camera gets turned on it. And then everyone goes, no, we were. What? Wait, what?
I was eating. We had our masks off because we were eating. That's all.
It's been happening a lot. You see athletes who find themselves. What? Wait, a picture came out with me at the strip club? No, I wasn't. All right. Yeah, I did that. You know, these things
Except
are like...
They're not mad that they were in a strip club. It was that they didn't have a mask on.
Right. No, that's the thing. It's during COVID times. What are you doing? I mean, the whole team is depending on you to not go out there and catch
You're
this.
You're supposed to be in a bubble!
I know at my grocery store here in Santa Cruz, for the longest time, it appeared like they were all staying healthy and everything was cool.
Yeah.
And it's now... a lot of new employees have been hired. Uh-oh. And there have been a lot of shortages of workers. And some of them that I've talked to have even said, it's not that I caught that this person caught it. It's someone in their house caught it, or someone. The protocol is if someone notified you that they had it and you came in contact, now you got to stay home from work for 10 days.
Yeah.
So some of it isn't that they caught it. It's just that they have to quarantine for one reason or another. Anyway, this place in Benicia, is that where you shop?
Yeah, because it's right down the street from my house. So,
it's been
a hot topic in the town. So.
Oh, it has?
Yeah.
And?
It's been back and forth. Just people like commenting back and forth. Like you have people saying it was irresponsible of them, and then you have others saying like it's not our business. So it's crazy watching
Except it
unfold.
It's our business.
Yeah, because it's what we have a Safeway, but everybody in town mainly goes to Raley's because it's bigger. So it's a popular place.
Well, anyway, that's interesting because the news breaks today that someone from that party has COVID, whether or not they were positive.
Awesome.
Then no one knows, but. We do know now that all those people who were at the party probably are finding themselves getting sent to go get tested.
Yeah.
Right? So, go Benicia!
Way to make the news, Benicia.
Yeah. Not for the Central. Not for the best.
Yeah, that stinks because you're counting on them as you go to do the shopping for your family. You're counting on them to do their best.
Yeah, and I'm the one that does the shopping.
Right, that's what I'm saying. You are the one that goes out and shops. So it's there you are. You're now shopping in a hot spot. Great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, mask up.
Safeway it is.
Yeah, I guess, right?
It's like on the opposite side of town for me, but whatever.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Benicia's not that big to drive around, so.
You guys pretty religious about wiping off your groceries and stuff?
I am to an extent. Sometimes I just, when I like get the stuff out of the car and then I just put it down and then before I know it's all gone. So I don't know what happens after that. So.
Oh, somebody puts it away and hopefully they wiped it down.
I stopped wiping. Mm-hmm. I know I'm crazy.
We don't wipe down like we did at all.
Oh my God.
Stuff waits in the garage because we've taken the garage from a place where cars live to to another room in the house basically.
I think around Christmas time with all the Amazon packages and just online shopping, we just kind of lost it.
Too many.
It became too much because my sisters who moved out were sending stuff to our house because they always knew somebody was there. So we're getting like multiple packages a day. So it just got too much that we just flung it in the house when we saw it at the door.
Mm-hmm. I really wish that we could stop at my house. You know, I live with Professor Killjoy.
I would hand Professor Killjoy the wipes and say,
he does.
You want it?
He'll do it.
Do
he
it.
Actually
oh,
gives,
there you go.
He has said, you're excused. You can't, you're not doing it good enough. And I'm like,
oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
But he's not always there to relieve me, you know, so. And John, I don't even do the shopping, so John goes out, so then I feel guilty and I got to get up. I'm like, I'll help wipe down the stuff.
There is a lot of guilt involved
with
what's going on in this world right now. There's no question that I have found myself. I know my wife is working her ass off at work, and with the kids. And there's no doubt that like yesterday, was my whole day was with my two-year-old. And I know people are out there like, hey, you made her. Yeah, I didn't make her with the idea that I'd have to spend all day with her, though.
I didn't make her because I wanted to hang out with her.
I expected daycare to be operating through her child, through her toddler days. Mm. Oh, the amount of things where I'm like, you gotta say that again. I just don't understand you. And she'll go like this.
Hulk baby.
Like, oh my God, you're frustrated with me because I don't understand you. You're gibberish. There's no words.
You're a baby. You don't get to be frustrated with me.
Anyway, let me move on to another story. Have fun in Benicia, though.
Yeah, good times. Nicole.
Yeah,
we were chatting back and forth yesterday, yeah. Nicole and I, about Benicia and that breakout, and she showed me a Facebook feed, which was intense. There was like 50 replies to each comment, just going back and forth.
I just sit there and I read the comments, because it's all on Facebook.
It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, and it's like literally back and forth, and I just sit there and I read, and I'm like, this is ridiculous.
That's, you know, the world is just such a strange, like, nothing can just lay anymore. Like, it's on Nextdoor or Facebook.
Exactly.
Or just, everything's a freaking fight.
Well, that's for sure, and we already know that that's the culture. So one of the things I think that happens even on our show, when we talk about stuff, I find myself in advance trying to keep the angry crowd down by saying, yes, I know my kid is sick but doesn't have cancer. Or, like, you know, there are things where you're like, I get it. It could be worse. I get it. I'm white and not, you know, like, there's so many times where someone will go, well, there's your privilege coming out again. And you're just like, or I was just talking. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't, you, like, you really do find yourself having to almost in advance excuse away what you're about to say. You know what I mean?
Right.
Because it's going to set off.
It's a hard time to live in. No one wants to get canceled. You know?
Right.
I mean, man,
absolutely.
The whole cancel culture thing is, it's frightening.
Yeah, that's why I just sit there and read.
And that's smart, Nicole, because seriously, like, I mean, you know, I never really thought that we were open. Like, we're just dumb radio people. But, man, can you start a fight on Instagram? Like, yep. I have done things that I'm like, I'm deleting that post. Forget it. Like, I can't have those thoughts out there in the world. Stop it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So right now we've heard a lot of people, you know, and this is, look, California's always been a destination state. People want to live here. They move here. They dream of moving here. And then, you know, right
California
now we're
dreaming.
Also hearing a lot of people are moving out.
Yep.
Which is, you know, that happens too.
Yep.
But right now it's, well, California's locked down too hard. But this is ridiculous. I'm
is
leaving
it,
for good. I don't know. Isn't that what Jeremy Newberry said? I'm selling
my
house.
Sure. People are. But are we locked down hard enough?
I don't think so.
There's a few stories this week alone that are, you know, Benicia, San Jose. Lock it down. Let's lock it down a little harder. Just do a few weeks of a real lockdown and see if we can't nip this thing in the bud.
So if in the new year you're looking to make a positive change, maybe that's a new gig, maybe that's a new destination, here are some of the hot spots. Not hot spot as in hot
right.
with COVID, but a place where you can go where they've got great jobs available and probably a much lower cost of living. The number one spot is South Burlington, Vermont, everybody.
Oh, yeah? Burlington, Vermont is lovely.
Top five cities for jobs in 2021. South Burlington, Vermont, Columbia, Maryland, Virginia Beach, Virginia, Salt Lake City, Utah, and Boise, Idaho.
Wow.
They are the... A lot of people say it's Texas, and Texas isn't even the number one move for a lot of these tech companies, even though a couple of the big ones have said they're going to Texas.
Yeah.
There's a lot of locations around the country where tech is booming, and it's not... necessarily Austin.
It's,
you know,
a big country.
Yeah. Yep. Let me see.
We're used to how crowded it is, but, you know, there are plenty of places where you get a little elbow room, and
it's a beautiful thing.
I am
a native Californian and hope to spend all of my days here, but there's no doubt when I was in Oregon and there was no traffic, you just trip out. Like, you could actually not have to slam on the gas when the light goes green because there's no one behind you.
Yeah.
Here.
Just mosey through.
If there's a millisecond before you've hit the gas, someone's like, hey. Jesus.
I'm going. We're all in a big hurry. The more people there are, the more in a hurry you are. It's just right. It's just sort of your baseline stress is so much less in a place like that.
Let me see if I have time to do this. U.S. News and World Report just put out its annual list of the best diets for weight loss and overall health.
Okay. Right. Tell
they
me.
Also factor in how easy each diet is to stick to. This is another one of those. Sorry, I'm already in the weeds. I saw a post from I think it happened in England. Some women's magazine, fitness magazine, posted, hey, if you're trying to lose those holiday calories, here's some ideas. And people jumped on them like, way to victimize the people who ate over the, like, they're a fitness magazine. They're allowed, I think they're allowed to post. I think that's what they do. But
that's really funny.
Even they got crap. So I just, sorry, it just reminded me of that.
I mean, I'm assuming
we
the reason
having.
People pick up fitness is to look for like fitness tips.
Right, right.
That's
anyway,
hilarious.
The Mediterranean diet, according to U.S. News and World Report, is the best overall diet if you're looking to drop a few. It includes lots of fish, nuts, fruits, and vegetables, but you also get to drink wine, which is big. Mm. The DASH diet and the Flexitarian diet tied for second.
DASH and Flexitarian, huh?
Yeah, I think Flexitarian is a type of thing where you are mostly veg, but then you some
here
meat
and there,
gets
like
mixed
a protein
in.
Thing.
Yeah. If you want to lose weight and keep it off, the Flexitarian diet tied with Weight Watchers for first.
Oh.
If you want to drop weight fast, check out something called the HMR diet. It involves having food boxes delivered, which means it's not cheap.
But
HMR stands for Health Management Resources.
Oh.
And they say the three easiest diets to stick to are Mediterranean, Weight Watchers, and Flexitarian. So the best overall, it looks like, is the Mediterranean diet. So there you go.
Is there any pasta in that?
I would think there is.
Yeah.
I would. Let's see here. Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'll do a couple now, but on the other side of our break, I'll read most of your contributions to the show. From the Associated Press, says 415, should I wipe down groceries during the pandemic? And the answer is, experts say, it's not necessary for most people.
Oh, that's great news. I'll use that on Professor Killjoy today.
Experts have said there's not much need to wipe down packages or groceries. And then I don't know where the rest of that thread goes. But yeah, I've just sort of gotten off
time.
It.
Is that, yeah. I want to get off it. I would really love to get off it.
I'm afraid. I don't know if you guys are getting Costco delivered or going out, but we get it delivered.
No, we're not doing that. Yeah.
We get it delivered, and I don't even know what we've spent on delivery for the year.
Oh.
Like, I don't know. I bet it's a lot.
I'll bet.
Yeah. It's got to be.
Per delivery, is it? Is there a charge?
I don't know. My Christina handles everything, and I'm just... I don't know, but I bet if I looked it up, I'd be like, I am now going to Costco.
That's why we go now. We
that is way too expensive, I'm sure. But anyway.
So
it's easily
a
$100 each time you go just for the delivery.
Oh, you mean?
I mean, between that and the tip too.
Oh.
Over $100. Yeah, easily.
Oh, there you go. And we're getting that once a week.
Yeah, but we're going to have to get groceries anyway. Mm-hmm. So not the cost of the food. You're saying it was $100 in addition
just for
to
the delivery. Mm-hmm.
What?
Part.
I always go to Costco too. I'm just gonna go. I'm in and I'm out. I'm so fast. And then my mom's like, weren't you just at Costco? I'm like, yeah, 20 minutes ago. I'm in and I'm out and I'm done. Like, there's no I'm the delivery person for them.
Yeah
that's geez. One I haven't gone to. She's just taking care of it and I've let it happen and I welcome it, but like I said, I haven't looked. I've just turned a blind eye to what that must be costing.
Oh my god. No, we're not doing that.
I will read the rest of your text. The number is 800-400-3697 right after these important messages on Alice.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.